Hi, this is your host, Joy Brown with the Prince TV Studio. We are so happy that you joined us today. I know your time is precious, and we are grateful that you came to visit us on today. We have some exciting topic today, talking about a movement to empowerment. The new trend is about financial fitness. But first, before we talk about that, we will be having a special guest that will be visiting us on our line, Naeem Abdullah, a Vice President with FES Financial Education Services. And I believe if you called and you had a question or something, he'll be able to answer it on our line today. But today we're just going to break open the subject and talk about some things that we all need to talk about, and that's about our credit. But first, let me just say to you that this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Again, you have tuned in to the Pastors for Punch TV Studio, our CEO, Joseph Collins, and we have invited many of you who are investors in our company for our stock, our shareholders, and we still want to let you know we do appreciate you being shareholders in Punch TV Studio. So it's all about preparing ourselves financially for what is what we're coming ahead facing now in this next season of our life. And definitely money is going to be one of the main things that you want to be able to say that you have been a good steward over, and that's your money. I was reading in a book, one of the books that I have with Joe Osteen, and every day he has something that he has written, and the day being the 21st, I'm going to read what he has in here. He says, I declare God's supernatural favor over your life. What I could not do, or what you could not happen on your own, God would make happen for you. Supernatural opportunities, healing, restorations, and breakthroughs are coming your way. You will be getting stronger, healthier, and wiser, and you will discover talents that you didn't even know you had, and you will accomplish your God-given dreams. This is the declaration for today, and I want you to take that at heart. I want you to believe that. I want you to say to yourself that you are an overcomer. I want you to say to yourself that I am chosen, that I am a holy nation, that I am peculiar, that you are lively. I want you to say that this is my time. I want you to say, I am a spirit. I want you to declare and say that you are exceedingly and abundantly blessed, and that you walk in the spirit of unity. I want you to declare today that you know that God is the author and the finisher of your life, and that you are the author of your life. Then I want you to step into your realm of manifestation as you speak those things and be not as though they were. I want you to begin to walk by faith and not by sight. That's what I want you to start doing today. I want you to be true to yourself. And I want you to be not just elevated, but I want you to accelerate in the things that God has said that you would accomplish, just not this year, but in your life. I want this to be your life habit of accelerating and getting things done and completing things that you started. This is the day or the era of manifestation. I want you to become the walker and the talker and manifesting things in your life, because the Bible says you are a royal priesthood. It's been a glorious day. It's been awesome. But most of all, I have someone that would be coming on my talk show for the next couple of days, Mr. Naeem Abdullah, Vice President with FES, it's a Financial Education Service. And if you looked at my Facebook, you'll be able to click on a link that will give you more information. There's a couple of videos, and once you looked at that video, I want you to immediately give me a call. Not right now, because we're on the talk show, but I want you to do that. And then, not just yourself, you know somebody that you know may be having some financial problems getting credit, or have had credit problems, the score is not high enough to get a house, to get a car. Even now, it's affecting you getting a job. So this is something I believe that God has put in my hand, and I want to help you. But I have some qualified people with me that is going to walk us through step by step and what to do to have credit restoration. And I notice, and I tell you, it's different things that we are all concerned about, and that's physical. You want your physical body to be in, be fit. You made resolutions to go to the gym. You get your membership, and you stay on that track for a little while, depending on how you're struggling or what goals you have set for your body. And you have trainers that will help you. You have mentors that will help you. You have people in the nutrition field that will help you to meet those goals, whether it's just that you just want to trim down a little bit or whether it's for health reasons. Still, it's a goal that you have placed on your plate and that you have said you're going to be notorious in this step of your walk. And you know you've been putting it off for a long time, and you decided maybe this year I'm going to stick to that goal. Well, that's fine. And you're supposed to have your health intact. You're supposed to be able to walk and look into the mirror of yourself and be satisfied, not because somebody else is looking at you or saying how fine you are or whatever, but it has to be a total package. You need to be balanced in everything in our life that we do. So health fitness is just a billion-dollar market right now. You know, smoothies. You have health fitnesses everywhere, 24-hour health fitnesses. You have it on your job, which is for prevented health problems, and food that you're eating, your meal plan that's a part of keeping you fit, your doctor's appointment that lets you know. I just went to the doctor myself and, you know, had blood work done last week and the things that needed to be checked. And I'm glad to let you know that I came out looking good and I was blessed. I didn't know what to expect, because sometimes you get a report from the doctor that you're not expecting. Sometimes you have something going on in your system and you haven't put your hand on it quite well because you're not a physician. And sometimes your body is telling you things that you don't quite understand, and you might be eating the right foods. You might not be a smoker. You might not be a drinker. You might have lived a life that qualify you to have good health. I'm not going to say perfect health, but good health. And then you might go to the doctor because it's your annual physical, and they might say, well, look, we need to make some more tests because I don't know, something doesn't look right. And it worries you. It gets into your spirit because the doctor is seeing something that might be abnormal. But you may have been that person that didn't take care of your body right, and he's giving you an ultimatum and things that you need to do. But we all are concerned about our health fitness. That's the number one thing that we want to know. Am I well? Nobody wants to go to the hospital and hear that the report is not favorable. And if it's not, then we want to know what can we do to correct it. And sometimes it's gone beyond its point of correction. And I know we cry out and we ask God to heal our bodies, and he will do it. But what if he What if that's not the answer? What if he doesn't come back and say, I'll heal you, but I'll sustain you while you go through? Are you able to handle that? Or maybe it may be the last, and it might not be that report. It might be, no, I'm bringing you in. I'm bringing you home. And unfortunate, you may die with something that took you out, but you still are victorious because you have Christ in your life. It doesn't mean that you have no hope, but we do have hope. That's one thing about a believer. No matter what you're going through, you still have hope in Christ Jesus, because we know this is not our home anyway. We're just passing through. So that's the physical part of our being here on earth. That's the body that we're concerned about, and we take, we're accountable for our life and how we live our life, you know, whether or not we exercise or go to the gym or take a walk every day or eat properly. These things are our responsibility. But what if you are the person that has done all these things and yet still something, a bad report comes to you? Then you got to deal with your mind. You know, can I understand and do I know what to do to cause the least, the few days I have or the month I have or the years I have that they say, the doctor said that I have this amount of time. What do you do? You can still call on Jesus, Jehovah Rapha, and he will and can heal you. It says by his stripes that you're already healed, but that just deals with the physical part of the body, you know. And it doesn't have to be now. It doesn't appear that you have to be old to have some disease. You know, young children are coming into the world with illnesses and stuff. That's sin. That's a part of the sin nature. But we have an advocate that is able to deliver and set us free. So you deal with the physical part. But then there's another part of you, the spiritual part, that we have to build up and edify. And we have to sing hymns and speak words of wisdom to ourselves to get our mind on track because of the interference of where we have to cast down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against God, against who we are. You know, we're in a warfare. Oh, good God, there's so much that you have to encounter today in your life. So you're a tripart human being. You have the body, the soul, and your mind, and all these things that you have to balance while you're here on earth. And I read in the Bible, it says, be anxious for nothing, but by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God, and the God of peace will keep your heart and your mind, my mind, through Christ Jesus. The Bible speaks about being not conformed to this world, but being transformed by the renewing of your mind. You're thinking one thing and you're acting like something else. Or you're speaking the truth is in your heart, but you're doing something that's not right. Your mind. Thou would keep me in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So now you figuring out how I'm going to walk this walk that I have. You know, how do I live by faith and not by sight? All these things are coming into existence now, and they're coming even stronger now that it is coming to the end. The end is coming, and you're being fought on every hand to be consistent in your walk, God. You're looking for the promises of God, the are ye. And they are true. His word is true. But how do you walk in the truth? I was reading John 7:38, and it says, he that believes on me, as, that's just one little word, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. So we talk about the spiritual part of you. How do you align your life spiritually so that, that you can walk in alignment with what God's word says? How do you stay focused? And how do you read your word and become knowledgeable and be accountable for what he says? He says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. How do you get into the place where he's directing your path continuously every day? How do you come to the place where everything that's going on with you, he's knowledgeable of it? How do you come to that place where wherever you are in your life, you know the Lord brought you there? You didn't end up being there haphazardly. Some things that you have done in your life, of course, we are totally responsible for making the right decisions in our life. We're totally responsible for being wise and not foolish. God doesn't take that part away from us, but he do expect us to have divine connection with him, that when you have something that you don't know about, that you can ask him for wisdom and he will show you the way. We do understand that, but then you are also responsible in your spiritual walk to seek him early in the morning when you're rising up so you can get your orders to how he wants you to go about your day. And some things that you're in right now, some things that affect you right now as an adult, is because you made some bad decisions. You made, and it was your decision, and you didn't heed to the directions that were given to you, maybe by your parents. I don't know. I don't know who raised you up. Maybe you didn't have the parental guidance that you need, but along the way, there was somebody there that was helping you, and maybe you decided you wasn't going to listen. So now you may be in a situation where you're hollering and you're asking for God's help, spiritually so, and you get a word. And sometimes we get a word. The word sometimes it seeks us out and find out where you are, and you have to stop doing certain things, what you're doing, to get you out of the place where you are. You see, if you keep doing the same thing the way you've been doing it, and it hasn't worked out, then you're insane, because you're still working on the same treadmill that you was working on 2 years ago, and it hasn't gotten you anywhere. Have you ever been someplace in your life and you seem like you're not moving? It just seem like it's standstill and you're not progressing? Then it's a day when you need to change. I had a meeting that I'd done once in Houston. They had this big old water bottle that was on the pulpit, and immediately the Lord just poured down in my spirit. I said, I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to bring all your change and put it into this bottle. And when you put your change in this bottle, then your life is getting ready to change. I don't know what you're going through, but it's something that you need to change to get you to a better place than where you are today. So we're talking about your physical, what you need to do, why it's important. You may not want to go to a gym, but you can go to the park. You can go to the beach. You can walk down the street around the corner to get some exercise. You can have a little space in your house just to do a little, some little sit-ups or something, whatever the areas in your body that you're trying to align up with your health situation. All these things are made so available for you. So we have no excuse why we're in the places that we are if you don't like where you are. If you're trying to excel and go a little further and get to a place where you feel good about yourself. It's something about feeling good about your body when you have had a little exercise. It's something good where your body responds when you're eating the right food to give you the nourishment that you need. It's something good to be able to go to the doctor and he says, okay, you're doing real good. All your vital signs are good.
It's something good that even if he doesn't give you the report that you're looking for, he said, well, this is what we can do to get you on track again. And then you in agreement with what he has for you, then it moves you out of a place of being victimized of your own lack of what you didn't do to a place of being victorious, because now you're coming into a place where you are moving out of a place that had you in bondage, and now you're coming to a place of freedom. And that's all it's talking about, your physical body. You can come to a place where you can be physically fit. And I'm not saying skinny, because everybody's not going to be skinny. I'm talking about whatever your body type is, whatever it is that's going on in your body, you can get to a place where you feel better getting up in the morning. You feel better about the things that you're eating. And all around, you'll feel the control of who you are as a person. And it'll cause you to walk in a victorious way. But that's talking about just physically the body. But there's more. You have to be so totally balanced in your life, not just the physical. You can look like your total body could be in total fitness, but if your spirit is not in the right place, you're not spiritually sound, then you're not balanced. You're not balanced. But today, I'm not just talking about your physical, being physically fit, being spiritually sound and fit, but we are talking about now being financially fit. Financially fit. That's what we want to talk about, because the number one thing that I want to move your mind into being financially fit is, it says in 2017, Americans' household credit card debt is just is reaching an estimated of $905 billion and nearly 8% from the previous year. This is a documented statement, it's saying. And mostly every household is carrying credit cards or has debt balance of over $15,000 or more, exceeding way beyond what the household is bringing in. We're in debt. Church is in debt. Your children, because of a lack of teaching in the household about finances, are falling sometime in the same situation that you were. Now, I'm not saying that every parent, because my parents, my mother was immaculate when it comes to finances. She was just off the chain with knowing how to handle money and not going over. But our average household now, total household, an average, is carrying debt, whether it be credit cards, whether it be your mortgages, whether it be your auto loans. And, you know, what's so, what's so phenomenal when we talk to, we have, you know, the circular world and we have the church world. My concern is because of the body of Christ. And when I look at the body of Christ, and nobody knows what each person has or what they're doing, for if they were paying tithes, that's not my decision. But when you know you're paying tithes and you're still struggling and you don't have the things you need, then something's wrong. Something's not adding up. And of course, you know, now with unemployment, that's one of the number of criteria that they look at now, is your credit history. Student loans, how many of those that have gone to school are indebted to student loans? You've already went to school, but now you have a student loan that has to be paid off. even to receive your tax, income tax. That's going to be one of the things that is waived, is based upon your student loans. Those fathers who have child support, that is another avenue, another major concern now for our people, because you can't get nothing. It's all attached to your credit report. You can't buy a house. You can't buy a car. Any type of debt that you may have that's reflecting an over amount, the IRS is definitely looking at all these things. And you're not, if you even have a job and you have income tax coming, you don't get it. It goes straight to the IRS. So our credit is what we're talking about. How can I repair my credit? And medical expenses, you know, the cost of that, everything is attached to your credit. But one thing about it, I don't know where you are in your financial situation, but this is what we're talking about, a movement to empowerment. The trend is about financial fitness. We are now in a place that we must undergird and really get educated on our finances. Listen, I'm Joy Brown, your host. Again, we will be having a guest coming in, Naeem Adu. He's the vice president with FES, Financial Education Services. But I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to take a commercial, and I'm going to come back, and we're going to talk about financial fitness in your life and how you can get help with that. Okay, so
this is a Queen Vander Power Nugget.
Hi, here is another Power Nugget. Did you know our work, our actions, our business should be done in a spirit of excellence? Colossians chapter 3, verses 23 through 24 lets us know. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily, with passion, vitality, inspiration, as to the Lord, and not unto men. For there is a reward of inheritance, because we serve the Lord Christ.
This is a Queen Vander Power Nugget.
Did you know that it is by design that we aspire for greatness? Don't allow fear or insecurity to delay the inevitable. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4 lets us know you, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world.
Okay, thank you. This is your host, Joy Brown, with the Pastors for Punch TV studio. And again, we are want to thank our CEO, Joseph Collins, for allowing us to come on this line, talking to pastors, interviewing our pastors, getting a documentary about the church history. That's what this is all about. And so I'm available for your pastor to just give us a call and say, look, I've heard Joy Brown on the Pastors for Punch TV studio, and I would like to come on myself. It's just as simple. I'm also preparing pastors now for our TV show and bringing you on the set so your pastor can preach, have a sermon and your choir, have a sermonic selection, and be seen all over the Southern California. That's where our station is, KILM. And you will be able to just bring your choir to our facility and, you know, just lift up the word of God and allow those that know your pastor, those that don't know him. I'm not just talking about just people on the West Coast, but if you're in town and you want to come and you want to be on our station, feel free to give us a call. We can arrange that for you. Just call and just have your revival at the Punch TV studio. It won't be a long revival because it's just for a 30-minute, more or less, set that we're gonna be doing. But at least you can be prepared when you get out here, and you can be on our station too. You can talk about your story, how you got started, how God has brought you through your trials, your tribulation, where you're going through, what type of services you're offering at your church to help the community, because that's so important now. But more so, we want to show people what the church is all about. So, again, this is your host, Joy Brown, today talking about a movement to empowerment. The new trend is about financial fitness. So I'm looking at a report here, and I'm just read something. It says, which of the following contributed to you going into credit card debt? What is it that caused you to go into credit card debt? What's affecting your credit? And is it spending more than you could afford on unnecessary purchases? Was it paying for non-medical emergency service? Or was it paying for necessities not covered by household income? Did you have one of those emergencies that came up and you didn't have the cash for it, so you use a credit card instead and you wasn't able to pay it? Was it paying for necessities during a period of unemployment? Was it paying for a non-emergency travel expense? Or maybe it might have been a trip you took and you just had to go to Europe. You had to go to Dubai and you put it on your credit card and you wasn't able to pay it off, whatever the reason was. Was it paying for personal emergency medical expense or taking out of cash, out of advance? What are some of the things that may have caused you to have to deal with your credit on today? And it says, what can you do? You know, what can you do? It says the cost of debt includes the opportunities you must forgo in order to pay it off. It says many Americans who have been in credit card debt said that if they didn't have credit card debt to pay off, they would save that money for emergency. 57% said they would save it for a future goal. 50%. Or they put the money toward paying down other debts. 30%. But the quickest way to get rid of your debt and start working toward other financial goals is to cut expenses to free up cash that's larger than the debt payment. Finding a way to put your money toward paying off debt, especially high interest, is the best way to free yourself from any debt that has got you, just girded you down and bungled you up and strapped you down in debt that you can't be on a budget. You said, I can't budget because all my money is tied up in debt. Then that's where you need to understand how important it is to have financial fitness, financial freedom. What do I need to do to have financial freedom is what you're saying. Okay, what do the following, you know, contribute to your debt? You have to make that decision. You know what it is. Then it says about 2 to 5 Americans who have ever had credit card debt reported that spending more than they could afford on unnecessary purchases contributed to them going into credit card debt. And a third said it was spending on necessities the income couldn't cover contributed to their credit card debt balances. So the rising cost of living is partly to be blamed. Sometimes, it's like, you know, you might have been able to afford that house when you bought it, but something happened down the line. Maybe your job cut your hours or something. That's happened to me. You know, I had a house, and I went in it with my dad, and I was making the money when I got the house, but I changed jobs. So my income wasn't able to sustain me, and the partnership that we had just went sour. I'm not going to say what happened, but it didn't work out, that's for sure. So the house that we had to give it up. The car payment, couldn't pay it. Had to get a, had a repo on it, and I couldn't pay it off. So there's different reasons why we may be having, have had problems in our life to cause us to be in the places that we are now. But there's hope. There's hope. It's not over. You know, you can climb out of that hole, and you can reach for the goal that you want, but you do need to have a plan, and sometimes you just need a little help. Well, that's what we're talking about, just getting a little help from the financial education services and this deal with our financial unfitness now. Excuse me. It's just like when you know your body's not fit and you've gotten tired of being in the situation you are. You don't like how you feel. You don't feel as powerful when you wear that nice dress or whatever you do. You can be all made up. You can walk into a place and look like your all financial situations is taken care of, but you know it's not. Nobody knows but you. So it's not an exposure to expose you to the world what you have done. It's to bring you out of what you have done. And that's what I want to be able to help you with as we talk about what can I do to get myself on board and how can I get my credit restored. I have a number that's on my Facebook, and I want you to look at that video. It's a video of 1 and 2. Click on my Facebook. Just click on it. I want you to take your time to look at that, listen to it. Then I want you to call me and say, hey, I listened to it. I want to say, well, what do you think about it? What's your ideal about it? Because I want to be able to help you figure out something. And churches, pastors, I believe you would really benefit from it. We have a program to set up that will really help the congregation. And it's not now. It said whenever the student is ready, the teacher will show up. There's a plan that God is putting and positioning us in right now, and you have to recognize, you have to, it's almost being like in the AA program, when you confess and you say, this is me, and there's a program that's set aside for you, then only can you be set free. Otherwise, if you continue to be and say, well, I don't need help, I'm going to do this myself. Well, some people can do it themselves. Some people go cold turkey. I've heard from drug addiction and from alcohol. They just one day decide, I'm not going to do no more. They decide they're not going to drink anymore, not going to smoke. But the majority of us do not have that inside of us. We need some help. I need some help. It's just like we're being saved, you know. Some of us need to come into the sanctuary. Some of us have some a deliverance at home, but God's been talking to you, and you surrender right there. But a lot of us just need to come out of that place where you are and just confess, I need some help. I need some biblical understanding. I need some financial understanding. I need some classes. We need some classes in our churches to help our people to understand what it is to be free financially and get them on a set plan of credit restoration. That's why I'm here. I want to help you. So it's not all bad news. It's good news. That's what I come to bring to you, good news. Our household income growth is no longer being outpaced by the total cost of living. And in accord to the results of a new survey, a significant number of people with credit card debt blame it on unnecessary spending. That's all it is. You might have to pull back from going to the restaurants, eating out as much, and just start saving that money. You might have to just wear the clothes you have. That's one thing about why fitness is so great, because it helps you to reduce and get down and get rid of some of those extra pounds that you have accumulated over the years, and some of the clothes that you have in your closet that you can't even touch are just begging you to just lose a couple of pounds so you can wear me. They're just crying out to you. New clothes, clothes that you don't want to give away. But if you don't stop eating, and if you don't go and have go to the gym to trim down, those clothes are going to sit there in that closet, and you're going to be held accountable, because maybe you could have given it to somebody because you know you're not going down. You refuse to get in fit. Well, it's the same thing with your finances. It's a decision that you're going to have to make. What do I need to cut down on? What are some of the things I don't have to have? Do I have to have another pair of shoes this week, every payday? No, you do not. Do I have to get my hair done every week? Can I just skip and go every 2 weeks? I know you high maintenance, you know. Do I have to get my nails done? No, you do not. Matter of fact, I have something to tell you about getting your nails done. It's so crucial that your natural nails show, because that's a lot of ways the doctors can tell what ailments you have by your cuticles, by the color of your nails, and you constantly wearing, I'm not going to talk about that. Y'all pretty. But anyway, we're talking about finances, being financially fit. This is where the new trend, and it's not even new, but this is something that's necessary for us to do, is how can I restore my credit to a good standing, that when I go into a store and I want to make a purchase, I'm not rejected. Ooh, have you ever got rejected? Even when you apply for credit, oh, that's one of the most embarrassing things that could ever happen. I've been there before. So I'm not telling you something I don't know about. And just like with our children, when they go to college, that's one of the first things they offer them is a credit card. And they have no clue about what they're getting ready to get into. They don't even understand that credit history will follow them until adulthood, and they have not been taught at school. The parents tell them, and sometimes our kids don't listen. But if you have a child, that you can teach and tell them what it means to have good credit, then you are blessed. Yes, you are. But I have something else I want to tell you before we end this program. And then again tomorrow we're going to be talking about the same thing, and our guests will be coming on the line. But we have a program that is set up called the YFL. It's a money management certificate program, and what it is called, the Family Mint award winning money management certificate program. It's a program that's set up. It's about 60 page step-by-step workbook, a fun online money management application for kids. And the kid that complete 2 months program develop key money habits that will benefit them in the rest of their life. And what this program does, it will give them real-world applications, and the kids will learn by doing it. Isn't it just wonderful to know that you can teach your children how to save money, how to set goals, how to teach them delaying gratification, about making deposits in the bank, about budgeting, about understanding interest? It's a real-life application. It's important for students' learning. And the Family Mint Money Management is a certificate program that gives fifth-grader students practical experience using financial programs which connect with mathematics concepts that they learn in the classroom. This is a program provided by the financial unit, and it's clear and it's user-friendly. Sisters, I want to give this to you. I want you to plan something for your kids. It's an award-winning Family Mint method, and it's so effective that it is named the Education Program of the Year for Children. That's one of the things that I want to introduce you to. Now, most people say, you know, what is the cost of the program? I want to talk to you about this. There is no cost to you or to your classes. This is for teachers. And the Youth Financial Literacy Foundation is donating all the materials for your class to complete the certificate program as an additional benefit. And after the class completes the program, the WYF Foundation would make a monetary donation to the school. Boy, can you beat that? This is, what is the grade of the program geared toward? It's targeted at grades 5 through 9. That grade, the 5th through the 9th grade. And it says, do the kids have an online access? Yes, the online application includes each workbook. It provides the experience of online banking, but everything can be done with the workbook. Online access is not necessary. How can you get it? How can you learn more about it? Just go on my Facebook. I have a link there that you can click on, and you can learn all about it. It's called the Youth Financial Literacy Foundation, and I have much more to tell you than I'm even giving you right now. But this is something that even a church could just go on. You don't have to create it. It's already created for you. This is, how does the program work in the classroom? Well, the program is designed to provide maximum benefit with limited classroom time. The YFL Foundation representative will provide an hour-long kickoff of the program along with introduction to the basic banking and money. And the workbook is then assigned as a homework to be completed at home over the next 8 weeks. Oh, it's free. And this is what the students learn by doing. At the end of the eight weeks, the YFL representative will return to the classroom for a celebration where the students will bring in their workbooks to be signed by you and have a little party. What else do I need to do to get this program? Best practice is shown as doing a weekly checkpoint with your students to ensure they are keeping up with the program. And you're going to ask a question. This is something else that's provided by the FES, Financial Education Service. I want to see our children financially fit. I want to see our children learn what it means to have money. I want our children to understand the credit, what credit does for their future. I want them to understand that this is a new day and a new time. Not only is the physical fitness, spiritual fitness, but number one, financial fitness that will empower them for their future. And parents, you can be the catalyst to get our children not just on another level, but you can excel them to the places that we were designed to be. We were not designed to be in debt. we were designed to be the lender. That's what the Bible said, the head and not the tail. This is something. This is awesome. And I don't want you to miss an opportunity. Now, tomorrow, the same time, we're going to go into something really tremendously, some educational things that Mr. Naeem Abdul is going to, he's qualified. And I wanted to just introduce you to what we are getting ready to do at this point. I'm talking to pastors that are coming on board, people that you know, if you have, and I know you know at least 10 people that need their credit fixed, that need to have this. I want you to have them on this line on tomorrow so we can work with them. And even so, if they're not able to get on the line, because I know people's time frame is very important, that's why I left the link of that information on my Facebook. They can just click on that link, and then I left my personal number for them to call me, and we can get them started. This is something that you don't want to miss. A movement to empowerment. The new trend is about financial fitness. Listen, oh boy, this has been a phenomenal day for me. I was looking forward to it, but got two more days of this powerful, powerful. It's not a seminar. It's not a workshop. It's information that's being given to you so you can help somebody else. If somebody can help me, I'm willing to listen. All you got to do is just listen, and then you got to act. I'm calling you to act. Just take down that information on my Facebook and click on it. All you got to do is click on it, and then it'll take you directly to the place where you want to go. This is your host, Joy Brown, with Punch TV Studio. And our guest, Naeem Abdul, is from Houston, Texas, more than qualified to help you in credit restoration. And there's other things also that's also a part that I don't even want to go into because it's just too much for right now. But most of all, we want you to have the protection that you need. We want you to have a house. We want you to get a car and not have the high interest that you've been charged. We want you to be able to get the job that you want and them not look at it and say, you're not a good gatekeeper. You're not a good steward. We want you to be able to walk in a place with your head up high and say, yes, I am. I am qualified because I got the proof. The proof is in the pudding. Again, I'm so delighted to be able to come to you today through our Punch TV studio because that's what we're all about. You know, the investment is still something that's powerful that we presented to the urban community. Also talking about finances, how are we going to get ahead? It's not too late. So you can be a part of one of the ones that said, look, my credit was like this and I got some help. All you got to say, I need some help, and we're here for you. Listen, if you believe that this is your time for change, just say change, and God is going to make that happen for you. At this time, we're going to go ahead and close this show, but we're going to see you on tomorrow. Again, our special guest will be here tomorrow and for the next 2 days, and just giving you all the qualifications, whatever you need, and watch and see what God do for you on 2017 for the rest of your life. We adore you being with us on today. Thank you. And you have a wonderful Punch TV day.